Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Doing great, Jake. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. Our guest today is a lifelong entrepreneur who's founded more than 20 companies. He's been a lifelong investor. He started an investment holding company, Mutual Capital Alliance, Inc. in 1994. And for the past 27 years, they've made more than 100 investments into private companies, including the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. He is the co-founder of Mutual Capital Partners, a private equity firm with three funds. He is also the co-author of Who's in Your Room? The Secret to Creating Your Best Life, which became an international bestseller. He and his wife, Melissa, have four children and live in Texas. So without further ado, Rick Sapio, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I love the notion of financial engineering. I got an engineering degree in college, and it was brutal. And I went from engineering in college to working on Wall Street, and I never looked at it as financial engineering, but I love the term.
Always making it happen here. We love it. So, hey, your book, Who's in Your Room, international bestseller, and there was something that really struck me in the book, and I want you to unpack what you mean by values over opportunity.
All right. So get ready for a really deep answer. And for those listening, this is something that could change your life. If you don't have a written down and thoroughly thought out over time list of values from which you make decisions from, I think that's one of the easiest things that could completely change the outcomes in your business and in your personal life. So for us, when we get involved in anything, we make sure that the people that we get involved into that project with us have aligned values. So what are your personal values? So simplicity, probability, and leverage for me are 3 of 11. And we could talk about that later. And then what are the values for your business and are they aligned with you personally? And here's what happens with most people. They have an opportunity to hire a new employee, for example, and they say, this employee is going to make us so much money. And someone in the office says, yeah, but they don't honor our values. And so what happens is you choose opportunity over values. And every single time in my life that I have done that, it has cost me dearly. So it happens in personal lives. I have a cousin who ended up marrying a woman. And before he got married, he said to me, Rick, but her family is so wealthy. And I said, so you're marrying a girl because her dad made money. And they have destroyed each other's lives and the lives of their seven kids over this very important.
There had to be some passion there at least, Rick.
Yeah. At least seven times. So here's the, let me wrap this up in an analogy. We call it the doorman principle. Imagine that your life is one room, okay? And everything that comes into that room, the room of your life, comes in and out of one door. It's basically a one-way door. And I know I'm getting pretty deep here, but the doorman principle is this. Imagine that there's a doorman sitting at the door to your life, and that doorman has your list of values, and that doorman only lets people into your life that fully align with your values. Because I believe every problem that you've ever had, every problem that I've ever had, is when we let somebody into our life through that door into the room of our life that does not align with our values. Every single time we do that, it causes issues. And I look back, I got involved in a massive lawsuit that cost the company tens of millions of dollars. And it was because in the mid-90s, I hired someone that didn't align. And this person was causing chaos in the business for years, but doing it in a subtle way. So that's what I mean by choosing opportunity over values. And it starts with not being clear on your values. So if you're not clear on your values, how the hell do you know? And we have a quote that says, until you're crystal clear on your values, and you're crystal clear on your purpose, and you're crystal clear on your main objectives in your life, how the hell can you choose between an opportunity and a distraction when something comes into your life? You don't know. Mm-hmm. So people are just running around chasing opportunities, but they don't know if it fits because they don't have this stuff laid out.
I think it's great. How much of it, when you're looking at the values component of it, comes back to absolute responsibility? Because I feel like that is such a indicator of future chaos. And what I mean by that, you said the word chaos, and I'm thinking, okay, in my personal experience, ultimately chaos ends up happening when there's a lack of responsibility. And I just wanted to see if there's an alignment here in your values-based decision-making. How important is that 100% ownership and the responsibility factor?
Well, first of all, if responsibility is not one of your values, it should be, because responsibility. So let me just zoom out. It's a great question, Jake. Let me zoom out. We created a foundation called A Billion Entrepreneurs because we figured out that there's about 1 billion homes in the world, and our catalyzing statement, I actually did a video on catalyzing statements. It's a TED talk. You can Google that if you want. Just Google TEDx and Rick Sapio. But with 1 billion entrepreneurs, we figured out there's about 1 billion families in the world. And our tagline, catalyzing statement, is an entrepreneur in every home. And the purpose of this foundation, which is a nonprofit, was to change the definition of entrepreneurship to taking responsibility for outcomes in your life. So the minute anybody listening on this call takes responsibility for outcomes in their life, despite where they started, they could start with a silver spoon in their mouth, or they could start, you know, broke in South Africa, where one of my friends grew up completely broke. The minute you choose to take responsibility for outcomes, you're being entrepreneurial. So full stop. Yes, entrepreneurship and responsibility are linked, but responsibility needs to be one of our values, because how the hell else can you learn anything? If every time something bad happens to you, you say, oh shit, it wasn't my fault, then how can you get to the next level? So responsibility is a foundational value and should be for everybody.
Rick, this may seem like a simple question to you, but the listeners out there, where do they start? How do they select their values? I mean, I've got crystal clear values. We actually did a lot of coaching and scaling up in our business to create our core values. And it took a while for us to flesh them out. You know, people first, make it happen, growth mindset, extreme ownership, unwavering ethics. Those are our core values for our business. And I've got core values for my family. But for someone hearing this for the first time, it may be overwhelming. I mean, I've got to take responsibility for everything. That may be overwhelming for them. Where do they start in selecting their core values?
So here's what I believe, and I've been teaching values for 35 years. I believe that when we are born, our values are part of our DNA. And if you go back and study some of the ancient cultures, they believe that too. And there's an old Vedic saying that says, when a baby is born, a star lights up in the sky that is imprinted with their values and their purpose. Pretty cool. So our job in our life is not to look outside for what values we want. Our job in our life is to peel the onion and get to the core value of why we're here. Mm-hmm. What's the essence of our being? And for me, it was a lot of work for me to come up with over 20 years ago that the reason that I was put on this earth is to inspire entrepreneurship in myself and others. And it's why I'm on this recording with you guys. I love doing this. That's my passion. And then, so you've got a purpose, which is imprinted on a star, but it's also imprinted in your DNA. And then we all have values imprinted in us. For me, it's very obvious. And even my kids asked me once, like, my number one primary value for the existence of my life is simplicity, period, full stop. And my son said to me, but Daddy, if it's simplicity, why is family after simplicity? And I said, because if I didn't have simplicity as a primary value, I wouldn't be able to have family dinner with you every night. And I wouldn't be able to go on family vacations with you that are pretty cool. Simplicity forces me to keep my business life structured. So we can get into that more. But the bottom line is, for everybody listening, you already know what your values are. But if you don't lock yourself in a room for a day or an hour or a week or however long it is and write them down, and what they mean to you, then this whole thing is completely irrelevant. And I'm going to say something very extreme. If you live a life in which every decision you make is aligned with your inbred values, you're going to get decision after decision after decision compounding, and your success starts accelerating exponentially. It's crazy. But I've got to tell you, Gino, very few people do it.
It's a lot of work. And by the way, Rick's happy saying something.
Well, it's in the clouds too, right? It's like, oh, it's this foo-foo woo stuff. It's not. And I agree completely with what Rick is saying. Imprinted on your DNA, a lot of people are like, no, I'm going to go choose my core values. No. No, you're discovering what they are. They're true to you, and then you live your life by them, and that's when your life starts to really accelerate in a positive way, because you're living your life as your true being. That's the difference. You're not going out there and saying, oh, Jake and Gino said their core value is make it happen. That sounds pretty cool. I'm going to take that. No, if you're a person that makes it happen and you believe that's how your business is led through success, that's going to work for you if it's true to you, not by going out and picking a cool slogan that that you think sounds funny, because then it's not going to be, okay, we hire and fire based on these values. It's all going to unwind on you. You need to really discover what's true to you.
And let me just make a statement. The reason you guys are attracted to each other and the reason that I'm attracted to you is because we're attracted to each other's value set, full stop. So that means the values are inbred. You don't even have to say anything. I could just watch how you live and I could say, I really like those guys. So people that try to discover things like their purpose outside of themselves, as if it's going to hit them over the head, it's ridiculously insane. And it's driven a lot of people insane. I don't know what my purpose is. Well, if you don't know what your purpose is, because you haven't looked inside, is the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I gotta bring something up, because I saw an article the other day that said the Great Resignation and the six stages of grief that people are going through right now post pandemic, and basically there's this study out there saying that 40% of employees right now are essentially in stage six of grief, whatever that may be, and they're considering resignation because they're literally trying to find themselves, and they don't even I don't even think they understand what that means. They're going out there and saying, should I be doing this job? Is there enough purpose in my life? And they're very lost from the pandemic. But if you actually listen to what Rick is saying and being, you know, having your values based on responsibility, if that's true to you, if you look inward rather than this foo-foo stuff that you need to go find yourself, hippy-dippy shit, you're going to align with your true core and your true values and live a life of purpose rather than drifting and being uncertain with yourself. So there's a lot to unpack there, but that's so relevant to what's going on right now. And there's so many people that are lost in this world. They need to look inward versus this, you know, oh, I got to find myself kind of stuff. So,
yeah, let's take it to another level. So we talked about values a lot, but the way we view it, and it's very structured. I'm a very structured guy. I mentioned engineering in the past. I'm so glad I got that engineering degree because it allows me to make sense of the world. But we believe that every human being has a purpose for their life, and they've got to discover that and write it down. And for me, my purpose is to inspire entrepreneurship in myself and others. And it's very simple. It's not a long sentence. Inspire entrepreneurship, basically two words. Then a catalyzing statement is born out of a purpose. So a catalyzing statement is a thing that catalyzes action. So think about it from a business perspective. FedEx, a long time ago, their statement was when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. That allowed them to catalyze action in employees and in the system to create one of the largest companies on earth. And a catalyzing statement is born out of your purpose. So think Microsoft. Their original purpose was to be the most recognizable software company in the world. But then they came up with the catalyzing statement, which Bill Gates credits changed everything. He credits that line, which is, I envision a world with what? A computer on every desktop.
Yeah.
And then you think about this little crappy pizza company, Domino's, which created a catalyzing statement. 30 minutes or less, or it's free. We can get you unhealthy, crappy food in 30 minutes or less. And we went from one store to 10,000 stores. A catalyzing statement is powerful. So once you have your purpose for yourself or your company, the next step is what's the get to? What's the catalyzing statement? For me, my purpose is to inspire entrepreneurship. My catalyzing statement is I envision a world with an entrepreneur in every home, or just an entrepreneur in every home. And then from that comes your values. So it's in that order: purpose first, catalyzing statement, then values, both for your life and for your business. And I could recite that for my business too, but for the sake of time, watch the TEDx talk on catalyzing statements and you'll get this. So those three things are the key to unlocking all decision-making in your personal and your business life. And it will dictate to you, you know, who you partner with, who you marry, who you hang out with, what investors you have, who you hire, where you live, what you do with your life. And I honestly believe in my heart of hearts, to your point before, Jake, if everybody did this, the world would be a hell of a lot better place.
Well, we don't lack motivation. We lack clarity. And if you're not clear what's going on and you're not clear about being responsible and having values, how are you going to make that decision? The problem is, when we met Rick, one thing you said about Jake and Gino, you'd met and we had said, what are you guys invested in? And we were very clear on what we invested in our buy right strategy. We invested in 80s properties, B properties, five caps. And you're like, oh, wow. So you guys really know, you're really drilled in, because you have to be able to say no quickly. Because if you're sitting around and you're like, I'm not sure, it's not going to work for you. So that's something that just has stood out in my mind. And every time we have an opportunity, Jake and myself, we go with that and we say, well, what are our values? What are our metrics? What are we looking for? You want to expand upon that a little bit?
Yeah, that's the magic of what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that human beings waste in their life, whether, you know, if you follow the average human being, they get up at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. or 12 p.m., whatever it is, and you follow them around with a video camera from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, I would say 90% of their time is a complete and total effing waste. Whether it's porn or social media or games or drugs or alcohol or absolute nonsense. So if you follow the average person around with a video camera from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, they're doing all that crap I mentioned, games, porn, all this stuff, stupidity. But when you have the clarity of your reason for being on this earth, what's my purpose? What's my catalyzing statement? What are my values? Then what are my important projects and objectives? What happens is, your waking hours are productive and aligned. And that's what I love about guys like you, is if you're awake, you're doing stuff that's aligned with making the world a better place and enriching your lives and others' lives. You're not wasting time. And unfortunately, we have a culture of victimhood and waste. And people are like cheering this culture on. I'm like, what? Why are you cheering this culture on? It's destroying humanity. Mm-hmm. So I think we should all embrace, all of us listening, and the three of us for sure, this way of thinking. And you said it, Gene. I love how you put it. It's all about clarity.
I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really proud to be part of the 100-year real estate investor. The brand itself speaks for itself. We're not making decisions for today or tomorrow. All the actions we take are affecting our kids and our grandkids. And if you're not clear on your values and your vision, you're going to make some pretty big mistakes that are not only affecting you, but generations to come. So, Rick, I want to just thank you for being on the show today. A lot of knowledge, everybody. Go back and listen to this. Rewind it. Listen to it. And really dive in and do the work. And if you want to reach out to me, hit me up, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send you the ebook that we have for the 100-year real estate investor. It's how to become your own source of financing. You know, Rick was talking about catalyzing statements. At the 100-year real estate investor, we are the whole life solution for real estate investors. That's where focus is. That's where we provide a tremendous amount of value. So once again, Jake and Rick, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.